What's that? You don't know where to start your next garden project? Well, at Wix, find all the essentials that you'll need to refresh your outdoor space, from compost and garden sleepers to fencing and decking, plus find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality. Shop now at wix.co.uk. And of course, we have your chance to win that legendary gift card. It is worth £250, and we are once again playing Over the Garden Fence. The only difference is, well, Matt's not here. Glenn, I don't suppose you live next door to anyone famous, do you?
Yeah, Dave, it's not just Matt, you know, right, who lives next door to the rich and famous. Don't worry, I have celebs moving into the house next door to me too, and I'm partial to a bit of a chinwag over the garden fence. I'm like Wilson from Home Improvement. Well, a celebrity neighbour has just moved in next door, and if you can correctly identify who they are, you can win yourself a Wix gift card worth £250. It's as simple as that, babes.
Well, that's very much it. That's actually that's throwing me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry.
No, that's good. It's nice to still be thrown at this stage in one's career. So if you would like to play, you need to call us right now. It is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's are online. Call us now because we're playing next. Where our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix want to give you a chance to win a £250 Wix gift card as we play Over the Garden Fence. Glenn has very much stepped into Matt's size 11s and has become the local village gossip. And an A-list celebrity has moved in next door. Someone needs to correctly identify who it is to win. And the person in question is Neil on line one. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Neil, welcome along to the show. Neil loves the main station and he is ready to play for that Wix gift card. Okay, so, Glenn, do you want to have a little chinwag? What's going on?
Well, you're never going to believe he's moved in next door. So she was on stage with Taylor Swift earlier this week and now she's my neighbour. She's digging up the whole thing. She's always on that machine digging away. But the only problem is, when she's moving the soil, she would just shake it out over the fence into my garden.
Okay, yeah.
Now, the previous owner had a massive dog which scared away all the wildlife, but now the dog days are over.
Wow.
A whole spectrum of animals returning. Birds, bugs and rabbit hearts are no longer beating with fear at the sound of the dog anymore. One problem is that my live, laugh, love side of my fence has been damaged by her digger. She snapped it in two and half fell over her side of the fence. I said to her, look what you've done. I've just got live, laugh here.
Yeah.
You've got the love.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed, Glenn.
That hurt to say.
Yeah. But you did it so well. You really did. Neil, who do you think it is?
Florence and the Machine.
Yes! Well done. You've got the gift card. Thank you for tuning into the show. Have a glorious weekend ahead, Neil.
Yourself too. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, my man. Speak to you real soon. That was all thanks to Wix. Find all the essentials to refresh your garden space, from compost and garden sleepers to fencing and decking, plus find all the inspiration and help your need to make your next garden project a reality. You can shop now. Wix.co.uk. Question I'm asking you today is, have you genuinely ever accidentally stolen anything by mistake? The number is 8 12 15. So many of you already getting in touch. Do keep them coming. As I say, it's 8 12 15. They are on the way, but right now it's time for the social ammunition with Glenn Moore. So Glenn, this is the comings and goings across social media within the last 24 hours. What's taken your attention? What's tickled your pickle?
Well, here's your main headline. Hollywood director beefs with ghost.
What?
Guillermo del Toro, famous, of course, for Pan's Labyrinth, The Shape of Water, and to a lesser extent, Kung Fu Panda 3, is filming Frankenstein.
Really? Was he really?
Exec producer, yeah. He's in Scotland at the moment. He's filming a Frankenstein remake.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's staying in a haunted hotel. He always says he always chooses the most haunted room. And as a result, he's saying he's staying in a room. He says there are vibes. There's something angry and territorial here, and he's been live tweeting his beef with this ghost that he's certain is in his room, and he's had to move to another room because he said, you know, I need 6 hours of sleep to have a good shooting day, and it's really bothering me. But it's really bizarre to see this Hollywood director just having this a bit of a tiff with this possessed being. I always wonder if haunted, you know, hotels that advertise themselves as really haunted, at what point can you start monetizing that? Do you know what I mean? It's always like a ghost from 800 years ago or whatever, but it's never like, oh, yeah, someone shot a bellboy a week ago. It's never like, oh, what? The police tape still up. But yeah, he says he hasn't been fully haunted yet, but he says something's going on in that room and they're angry at him, you know, either because he's in their territory or because he directed Blade 2.
Right. Yeah. Are the studio not concerned? Is he not concerned that he's in employers might be concerned by his live tweeting behaviour.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to go in this room with serial killer. I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Now, elsewhere this morning, this is something completely separate. We all remember Gary Neville's mini retirements, don't we?
Of course, mini retirements.
Now, a TikTok's doing the rounds again of time management. This is of a man called Eb Myler. He's a motivational speaker. He looks and you'll hear sounds like Dave Bautista. He's spoken about how you can maximise your time. Have a listen to this.
My day is 6 a.m. to noon, and I'm not crazy. You're crazy for thinking it takes 24 hours, just like some dude in a cave did 300 years ago. My second day starts at noon and goes till 6 p.m. That's day two. And then the next day is 6 p.m. to midnight. What I've done now is I have changed and manipulated time. I now get 21 days a week. Stack that up over a month, I'm going to kick your butt. Stack it up over a year, you're toast. Stack it up over 5 years, my entire life is different than it would have been otherwise.
Yeah. You know, if I could just say, I can't believe, and you're going to be shocked that I'm saying this, he's absolutely right, because there was a time when my day was 6 a.m. till midday. It was a time before I had a child, and it was fantastic to live that kind of day.
It's quite a life hack from the 300-year-old Ed Myler, I think, if we're going by that. So, yeah, it's very much amps going up to 11 in Spinal Tap, isn't it? You can't just decide your day ends at midday, but he's saying, you know, that's how it works. Yeah, what my favourite thing is, he says, you know, you should live it like 24 hours a day, like cavemen did 300 years ago. You got cavemen were a bit longer than 300.
It's just a bit longer. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, but yeah, if a doctor tells you you've got a year left to live, is that 12 months or a fortnight? I don't know how that works. And elsewhere this morning, we have the boss from hell. This has been shared on Reddit on the UK jobs threat. This is a boss who basically, this employee says, I can't believe I'm writing this. Several times a day, my new boss says, toot, toot, shifts his body to one side and breaks wind. I thought it was some sort of joke, but he doesn't seem to get any reaction. It's like he's doing it subconsciously. I've been putting up with it, but today he ran and said, toot, 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 the first time he's ever used a third toot, and then let out the loudest one I've ever heard in my life. It's impacting my morale and performance. I tried to tell my colleague about the most recent issue, and they looked shocked and refused to believe it. He'd done a third toot, and this is the most Mark Corrigan line ever. He only ever does two. Don't be ridiculous.
Welcome along to the show. So on Wednesday, I handed in my cool badge here, live on air. I said I went to the first home game of the league season of my beloved Cholton Athletic versus Leyton Orient. We won the game. We won it by a goal to nil. That goal was scored in added extra time, and it was scored by our new signing, Luke Berry. Mm. Yes, there is a Berry playing in Cholton's first team, and I'm so thrilled about that. So you can imagine how giddy I got, as I said on Wednesday, when I saw him walk through the bit of the ground I was sat in after the game, having a drink with my friends there. And I saw him and I thought, oh, he's a Berry. Mm. He'll know I'm a Berry. I'm going to get a selfie. It'll be hilarious, and I'll post it on my Instagram, which I did. The reason it became Cool Badgie, in case you missed it, was he obviously now, in hindsight, had absolutely no idea who I was and just thought I was some old geezer going over for a selfie with a young League One football player. Anyway, I'd forgotten all about it. I mentioned it on Wednesday on the show and that was it. And then yesterday I received a message from the club, from the actual Cholton Athletic Football Club, you know, former FA Cup winners, the big final in 98, mm-hmm. bring us up to the Premier League where we stayed for many seasons, that Cholton Athletic Football Club,
yes.
saying, can we please have our VIP hospitality pass back today?
Oh, no, what?
Yes. They come in a little plastic wallet. They are the Cholton Athletic Men's Season 2024-25 Hospitality VIP West Stand Director's Box, Row E, Seat 17. Come in via the main reception. So this is as swanky as it gets. I know a hammer blow for all you out there who thought I was a man of the people.
I'm just surprised that they do that prawn sandwich hospitality at Cholton Athletic.
What are you doing, Anna? Could the cats both killed? To be fair, David, it is one of the most League One things I've ever heard of. We do actually need the lanyards back before the end of the day.
No, it's not a lanyard, Glenn. This is a leather wallet.
Oh,
this is a leather wallet with the club badge embossed on it, and this gets
it's like an FBI badge.
If I go up to the door at any home game and show this, they put me straight through with like the directors and the owners and the players and stuff. This thing is valuable.
It is.
I'll never forgive you, Anna.
Shall I leave now?
This thing, you could do the news at 1:30, then you're out. This is valuable, and they want it back. And obviously, I just put it in my jacket pocket. And like after I met Luke Berry, I got all giddy, and I just decided, well, it's not going to get any better than this. So I just left. I went to my mum and dad's house. They live up the road from the valley. So I've accidentally stolen this you know, very valuable hospitality VIP pass. And I'm going to have to return it today ahead of the Bolton game on Saturday. So I'm asking you, have you genuinely ever accidentally stolen anything by mistake? It has to be by mistake. You know, what was it? Where was it? Tell me the tale. The number is 8-12-15. Adam from Birmingham says, morning team, my partner was in the supermarket with our baby daughter who grabbed some stock cubes from a shelf and put them in the pushchair. When my partner got to the car and put the pushchair away, a bunch of stock cubes fell out onto the tarmac, like dice.
Yeah.
Like playing in an alleyway. Yeah, exactly. She panicked and went back into the shop and paid for them. We are now well stocked for stock. And as I say, that's from Adam in Birmingham. Keep them coming. The number is 8-12-15. There's going to be more of those on the way. So whatever you choose music-wise, it is up to you. What I've chosen for us this morning, though, a way in which you can earn your shout-out, is something that's going to be coming up just after 8 a.m. on Absolute Radio Noughties. Now, it is Friday, so we're playing My First, My Last, My Everything. So I have the first part of this song and the last part of this song, and digitally, I have bolted them together. If you can identify who it is, then you can have your shout-out. Now, when it comes to the shout-out, this can be like you saying, I love you, to somebody in your life. You can even pass on a message to your family, to your kids, or you can give your work colleagues a shout out, or of course, you can always plug your small and independent business. Now, the number is 8-12-15. But who on earth is this?
Nice work, old Swiss.
Okay, let's go again. Who is that? That's how you earn your shout out on My First, My Last, My Everything. One more time. And also the number one more time, 8-12-15. We're getting into this next. It is Friday morning, and that means today is the day that we aim to give one of you £290,000 from our cash register. I'll be sharing the details that you need to enter the draw in the next hour of the show. But right now, it's My First, My Last, My Everything. Moments ago, I played you the first bit and the last bit of a song, Gaffer Tape, together. Could you identify it? Here it was. It was, of course, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. And it is coming up on Absolute Radio Noughties just after 8 a.m. So getting it right, we have a shout out to Coatsy and Darwin at FAA Installation in Leeds. Jane in Nottingham, who wants to shout out her kids and Luna the dog. Nicely done there, Jane in Nottingham. Name the dog, don't name the kids in the shout out. That's how to do it. Anyway, if you are children and you have a dog called Luna and a mummy called Jane, this is your shout out. Alan, who's climbing up poles and down holes. Tanya in Watton at Stone, who wants to shout out her son Isaac, who has just passed all of his GCSEs. Congratulations to everyone who did well in their GCSEs. I hope you got what you wanted. If you didn't, don't worry. There's lots of other things that life has to offer you. Stuart and everyone enrolling at college. Andy from York, who wants a shout out to his wonderful fiance Izzy. They get married on Monday, and she is the most incredible and beautiful woman, and Andy is the luckiest guy alive. I've just realised that because Andy's written that in the first person, it sounds like I'm saying that. I'm married
Hands
as well,
off, Dave.
Andy. Yeah. It sounds like I'm hitting on someone's wife and I've never even met her. But yes, I mean, I must agree, Andy is the luckiest guy alive, because let me tell you, his fiancée Izzy, she's incredible and she really is beautiful. So well done. That's your shout out on My First, My Last, My Everything. It was Daft Punk, and a chance for you to earn a shout out or a plug for your small or independent business will be coming this way again on Tuesday morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, yes, the rumours are true. Today I'm asking, have you genuinely ever accidentally stolen anything? It has to be by mistake. The number, 8-12-15. And, of course, you've not disappointed. So, as promised, here we go. Morning, all. I've accidentally walked out of a shop wearing somebody else's flip-flops.
What
an opening gambit to a message from Lou in Liverpool. I was trying on footwear in Florida and I thought I put my own flip-flops back on, but I hadn't. I was chased out of the shop by the original flip-flop owner. I was mortified. Oh, that's awful. That's pretty grim as well, in a way.
That's really grim.
Yeah. Kev says, morning team, my wife accidentally took a rather nice postcard from the Vatican gift shop. Every time I see the Pope on TV, I remind her of her sins. That's Kev. And finally, from Trucker Nick, get this. I accidentally stole a kitten.
What?
What?
I worked for Virgin Media, and whilst fishing a fault in a house, I packed up my tool bag and left. When I got home, I took my bag out, brought it into the house, opened it up, and out popped a kitten.
Oh.
I know. Oh. Trucker Nick says very, very nearly kept it. But of course, he had to take it back.
Parts of a job.
Imagine that's how you got tipped in cash. Have a kitten. Nice one, mate. There you go. Well done. Yeah, I can see everything now. Thank you. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. Have you genuinely, by accident, ever stolen anything? Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where I discovered yesterday I had accidentally, very accidentally, stolen the Cholton Athletic men's season 2024-25 hospitality VIP leatherette pass and card, which I have to return, the club tell me, immediately. So I'm asking, when have you accidentally stolen anything by mistake? And joining us right now on line one is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Morning, Dave. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome along to the show. So there could be a second prong to this text question this morning. It could be light-fingered kids, because there's a lot of kids out there that have got their parents in some shtuck by taking things, and yours is no different. So tell everybody what happened that fateful day.
Well, that fateful day, Dave, I have to tell you, we went into Woolworths, and he was 18 months old in a pram, and he wanted a Winnie the Pooh. Sometimes you have to say no. Mm. I mean, he'd already had the pick and mix and stuff.
Of course, he's in Woolworths. Yeah. You have to. And for our younger listeners, ask your parents what we're talking about.
Yeah. And by the time we got home, I realised he had the Winnie the Pooh.
He'd taken the Winnie the Pooh himself.
He'd taken Winnie the Pooh himself, and I didn't know. I would have returned it, but we were home then.
So is that your reason? Okay, not the reason that unfortunately the whole franchise shut down?
That broke the Woolworths back, I think. And then Woolworths
you know how Blockbuster said if everyone had returned their videos on time, we'd still be in business. Woolies could still be around.
Basically, that is what I'm saying. Right. I think he broke Woolworths.
Oh, wow. So you
the
mean
the poo
it was just
that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. So, how old is your son now?
18.
He's 18 years. So, well, I think
yeah,
it's.
And he's
I think
we deal with that for the rest of his life.
He has. I think we need to publicly name and shame the young man that bought Woolworths, an institution, to an end.
Yes.
What's his name?
He broke it. His name is Finlay.
Finlay?
Finlay Jack Hale.
Said with such venom. Yeah.
He bought Woolworths to their knees with the steelage of the Winnie the Pooh.
I can just see him. Oh, mum! Sarah, it has been lovely having you on the show. We'll speak to you again soon, okay?
Oh, you're a darling. Okay.
You're a darling, Sarah. Have a great weekend ahead. Speak to you soon. That's the kind of thing we're after. Did someone in your family break one of the most beloved high street chains of all time by accidentally stealing something? The number is 81215. Now, a good way of flexing our musical muscles here on the show is a game of Beat the Intro. We've not done one of these in a long while, but as we head into a weekend, for many a bank holiday weekend, I think it's only fair you know what we have to offer. So we are actually going to do a song from every single one of our 9 different playlists that's all coming up as part of the No Repeat Guarantee after 9.
Okay.
It is Anna versus Glenn. Uh-huh. Hashtag pray for Anna.
Exactly.
Your names are your buzzers. You get a point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the song. And you listening out there, if Glenn gives you the chance to, feel free to play along where you are as well. And we begin with the main station. Who is this?
Glenn.
Oh, come on.
Adele rolling in the deep. We could have
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
I would have got that.
I know.
Just say your name then.
I just can't get in quick enough.
Yes, Adele Rolling in the Deep is coming up on the main station. Now we go back in time to Absolute Radio 60s. I mean, obviously, I can't tell you my favourite station. It's like picking my favourite child. Mm-hmm. But 60s is probably my favourite child. And we're offering this just after nine.
Glenn. You Can't Hurry Love. Is it Diana Ross and the Supremes?
2 points. 2 points, sir. Oh, yeah.
So, for a second, all I could think was Hall & Oates Maneater. It's the same beginning.
Yeah. Trickery in the Mind Palace. The beginning of the downfall, possibly. Yeah, it's Diana Ross and the Supremes. Can't Hurry Love. It's coming up on 60s. Coming up on 70s, and I'm so proud of producer Ellie because she made all of these clips. Mm. So have a little listen to this Trixie bit. Coming up on 70s. There's people out there getting this, but you guys ain't. I'll play it one more time. It's the very beginning of the song.
Oh, okay. Glenn. ELO telephone line.
No. But I see the logic, yeah. And the logic is right. So think telephones.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. I think this could be the song that was my parents' first dance.
What is it?
Is it... Wait, well, Anna's got a guess.
No, I have zero clue. Go on.
Is it Hello, Lionel Richie?
No.
Oh, okay.
But nice fact.
Oh, yeah, this is...
I thought this is your parents' first dance.
This is not my parents'
first dance. It's great. I'm calling your parents. It is Blondie hanging on the telephone. No points there.
Damn.
As we move to Absolute 80s, coming up just after nine.
Glenn, this is Fleetwood Mac.
It is.
Big Love.
Correct. Yes. So Lionel Richie, Hello was your parents' first dance?
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
That is nice.
Quite somber, I'd say.
Had they done a clay mould of each other's faces by the time they finished? Okay, Anna.
Hello.
We're moving on to country now.
Okay.
You're a country girl. You love it. You've been to Dollywood. It's in the bag. Are you ready?
Shall I stand up for this?
Stand up. And also, okay. Even though I said you've been to Dollywood, it's not Dolly Parton, just to let you know.
Okay.
Good luck.
Let's go. Anna.
Oh, no.
Did you forget your name then?
I got halfway through my name. I got Glenn, and I think I started to say Anna. I was like, over to you.
Anna.
Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you good.
Correct. 2 points.
Oh.
Thank you.
Sarah Jane and I's first dance at our wedding. That don't impress me much on the honeymoon. So, at the end of the first round, Anna, you have 2 points. Glenn, you have 6. We have 4 more playlists to explore. We're doing it next. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. We're currently encouraging you to go and download the free Rayo app because you can get access to all 9 of our different playlists here on The Breakfast Show. Of course, the same applies to the always brilliant Home Time Show. And there are bespoke, tailored playlists beyond that for you to enjoy as well. Just search Rayo, R-A-Y-O, in the App Store and get involved. So we've been playing Beat the Intro. We have 4 of our stations left to enjoy. All of the songs you've been hearing snippets of are coming up after 9. And currently, Anna, you have 2 points. Absolute Radio Country was what you absolutely nailed to get the 2 points. Glenn, you have 6, despite at 1 point saying Anna's name instead of your own.
Yeah.
That's how good Glenn is at this. So we move on now to Absolute Radio 90s. You get a point for the name of the band or artist, point for the name of the song. Tell me, who is this?
Glenn. That is Iris Goo Goo Dolls.
Is correct. Coming up just after 9. Another 2 points for Glenn. Let's move on, shall we, to Absolute Radio Noughties, one of the most recognisable first notes of any song from that decade.
Okay.
So be ready,
mm-hmm.
Both of you.
Yep. Glenn. Is that Kate Nash? Foundations.
It's correct. It's funny the kind of notes that stick with you for your entire life. Everyone knows where they were the first time they heard this. That's all you need. Oh, look, the in-betweeners is on. it is Kate Nash, the Brilliant Foundations. Coming up just after nine.
Followed by the Pigeon Detectives.
Right, now we move on to Absolute Radio 10s. This one came out very early on in that decade, but definitely one of the songs of the decade and probably one of the great songs of all time. Who's this?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Glenn?
No.
Anna.
Is it Lord?
Anna. Oh. Anna, no.
New York?
I'll take it. I'll who's it by? Of
Concrete Jungle. Estelle? No, it's not Estelle.
No, it's not Estelle, no.
Alicia Keys?
Yeah, but it's too little, too late. It's Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
Georgian Bungle. Where?
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's coming up on tens. And on classic rock, there will be this.
Glenn. It's Bon Jovi.
It is.
And, It's My Life.
It's correct.
My life. Yeah, I thought I was going to get timed out on that one. I didn't really deserve that one.
We've got a bit of Bon Jovi coming up for you on Classic Rock. So, let's take a look, shall we? Anna 3, Glenn 12.
Yes.
It's Your Life.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as it's the final show of the week, before we head into the weekend, a time for reflection. And amongst so many incredible moments we've had on air over the past week's worth of the Breakfast Show, I think my favourite one belongs to a listener by the name of Leslie, who we met on Monday morning.
Good morning, darling. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm better now. What a lovely... Why don't more listeners say hello, darling, to me when I bring them to the show? Leslie, I love your weirdness. It's superb and it's music-based, so it gets a double tick from me. Would you please complete the sentence? Is it weird that I...
can only empty my dishwasher to Mambo Number 5.
It's true. I'm not saying it. Leslie's saying it. So, Leslie, why is it Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega that is the perfect musical accompaniment to emptying your dishwasher? Why is that?
Because it gets me singing, it gets me moving, and it gets the job done. A little bit of money in my
life. Have you ever thought of reworking any of the original lyrics? A little bit of side plate in my life or anything like that as you're taking them out?
No, I've never thought of that, but you know what? I'm going to give that a go.
Okay, thank you. Because the tone of your voice there was like, Dave, you're a bit weird. And coming from you, Leslie, that's offensive.
I have a question, darling, if you don't mind me calling you darling. What did you do before the song came out?
Good question.
Sink.
I was a bit glum about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It took ages. It took forever.
And then along came a hero.
Absolutely.
What kind of dishwasher person are you? Are you like my wife? Do you just chuck it all in there? Or are you like me? Are you like a Swedish architect where everything is neatly planned out?
I'm a bit of a dishwasher Jenga.
Right, okay.
Oh.
You're throwing it in there. Okay, are there any other chores you do around the house that have a specific song that you use, or is it just the dishwasher and just Mambo Number 5?
Well, hoovering, that kind of has to be Paolo Nutini, really.
Okay, which one?
Yeah. Oh, Pencil Full of Lead.
Right, okay.
The obvious choice. Yeah.
Any others?
No, that's my repertoire.
Okay. That's as deep as the weirdness goes. Well, Leslie, I must say, darling, it has been a charm having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your weirdness. Never change. We'll speak to you real soon. Give it up for Leslie, everyone.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah?
Can I say one thing?
Go on.
I work in mental health and learning disabilities, and the importance of having fun, having a laugh, and being social and connected is what you guys do every morning. And so I absolutely applaud you. Thank you for that.
Wow. Leslie, that's such a kind thing to say. It really is. It's a privilege to do this every morning. And, you know, if we do help anybody along in their day, then that is a wonderful thing. So for you to say that, given the role that you have, it means a lot to all of us. Everyone here at Absolute Radio, thanks you for your kind words. Keep up the great work. And that is it for your Friday morning. In fact, that is it for another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. And as I always say, to those of you who joined in, we couldn't be making this show without you. And you can listen back to it again on demand in the free Rayo app, or the latest edition of the Daily Podcast is about to be available wherever you get your pods. So Mondays was named Lovely to be reacquainted with your nipples. Tuesday was Angie, Can I Have a Butcher's at Your Thighs? Wednesday was Freddie Mercury doing the dial-up tone. Yesterday, the podcast was named I Wonder If Our German Listeners Are Getting Hot Under the Collar. And joining the pantheon of champions as far as podcast names goes is Light Fingered Kids. That's the name of the final podcast of the week. As I say, get those wherever you do your pod dealings. So, Leona Graham's going to be up next. She'll have some tea break trivia fun for you all and the details that you need to enter the cash register. And today is the day. Yes, later on, we hope to give one listener £290,000. As for us, well, we'll be back with you on Tuesday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. For those of you getting a bank holiday, enjoy it and arrivederci.